Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been.
Om Shanti. Day 24. There's one question. What is the main dharana necessary in order to be victorious? The question is, what is the main dharana needed in order to be victorious? The answer, it is necessary to be alert in order to be victorious. There are some who are alert and some who are careless. Those who are constantly alert are always victorious and are never deceived. This is the Avyakta Murli, 6th February, 1989. Sababai is asking, what is the main dharana which is needed in order to become victorious? And the answer is alertness. There are some who are careless, but those who are constantly alert are always victorious and they are never deceived. So what is alertness? Yes. What is alertness? To be alert means what? Yes. Aware. To be attentive. To be alert. To be aware. And alert. The person is not sleeping. The person is awakened. The person is not dormant, not passive, but active. What else? To remain alert all the time. To remain vigilant all the time is the price for that liberty which we all crave for. So Baba says, you remain alert and you become victorious. You remain alert and you never get deceived. To remain alert all the time, 24 hours. We don't become alert by thinking about alertness. The journey of alertness starts with feeling. The journey of alertness starts with doing. If I plan, the thing will not happen. Alertness is not about thinking and alertness is not about planning. It's about straight away going and doing things. What alertness Baba is talking about? Is it the alertness only during yoga? Is it the alertness only during Murli class? Is it the alertness only during service? In yesterday's Murli, Baba said, you are constant server. You are not the server of 8 hours. Some or other service you are always doing. And whilst doing the service of the self, two things are needed. One is attention and another is checking. But you need not to check others. Check yourself. So all services begin with those two words. Attention and checking. How can you become lighthouse and mighthouse if there is no attention and there is no checking? So attention is not about one particular area. Attention is something which is overall. You have to work on every small aspects of life, not one small, one aspect. So what do I say? What do I mean? What does Baba mean when he says alertness? Alertness means not the slack attitude. Alertness means you are vigilant all the time. There is a deeper awakening within. Some unconscious spot which remained dormant. And suddenly there is awakening of that spot. And that spot has led to the awakening of all other spots in the brain. And one is vigilant all throughout. One is always on the toes. One is always on the guards. That stage of alertness, that stage of awakenedness, that stage of enlightened consciousness is alertness. It's not just alertness during yoga or any particular activity. And as I said, alertness is not achieved by thinking about it, by planning of alertness. Alertness is something which you have to do. Let's do it. For example, walking. What is mindful walking? I walk, but I walk in this moment. I am not hurrying. The journey itself is like destination. Because we don't live in this moment. While sitting here, we are thinking of the thing which we have to do after this class. And whilst in the class, we are thinking of the things which we have to do after the class. And while doing that thing which we are doing after the class, we are thinking of the thing which we have to do in the afternoon. We are never in this moment. We are lost or hijacked by the future. Walking with alertness means what? It is walking with grace. Walking slowly will come automatically. We are not rushing, we are not hurrying. We don't want to reach somewhere very hurriedly. Silent walking is the result of the mindful walking. So mind is alert. I am aware what I am doing. I am walking at this moment. Every step is with alertness. We are not talking about what is going on in the mind. We are talking about gross steps. So mindful walking, alertful walking, awakened walking, though this is a small act of walking, but it will influence other areas of the mind. Eating. When I eat with complete awareness. I eat with awareness. People say, and they come to us, we are putting on weight. Please put us on a diet. Prescribe some way of dieting or particular way of food. What food we should eat and what we should not eat. Is this healthy for us? Should we eat oil? Should we eat this and that and this and that? And 100 questions they ask about weight reduction. And 90% of the Brahmins are overweight. Everybody wants to become healthy and everybody wants to have a slim body. And they want a prescribed chart, a diet chart to be given to them and which they never follow. The best way of weight reduction is mindful eating. You eat with awareness. Enjoying, suppose I have to drink 1 glass of sugarcane juice. But initially I think I have to drink 3 or 4 glasses. I am so thirsty. I go and I gulp it inside me. That is wrong. I wanted to drink for pleasure, but I have not got pleasure. I just drank it out of some greed, some desire. When I eat, when I drink, with alertness, with mindfulness, with awakened consciousness, I cannot eat more. I love chewing. I enjoy the taste. I eat slowly, very slowly. I am not in a hurry that I have to finish this and I have to begin. While eating, I am thinking of the task I have to do later on. Because I have so many things to do, I have so many sevas to do. Eating itself is seva. If you do it mindfully, eat with love, with gratitude, in a prayerful attitude, slowly, mindfully. See what is it. Look at the taste. Look at the colors. The different taste. Each morsel you eat with awakened consciousness. Love, gratitude, no complaining. And very, very slowly. And taste it. And enjoy the taste. See, there are greens and there is yellow and there is red and there is white. It's so colorful. But we are not bothered about it. We just want to gulp it inside. Because we have so many other things to do. It's an act. Eating is a kriya. It's an act for us. It's not a prayer. It's not a yoga. So alertness means, second area where you have to apply alertness is eating or drinking. One glass of water will become nectar if you drink it with alertness. Look at the water, how beautiful, how nice. Where are we rushing for that we don't have time? This itself is a seva. Eating with alertness. Eating with alertness, drinking with alertness, enjoying the taste, feeling oneself with gratitude. Yesterday Baba expressed gratitude to all those who did service of water. God himself is expressing thanks. God himself is giving thanksgiving. And Baba also advised one practice. What is that practice in yesterday's Avyaktamutli? What is the practice? What is the practice? Remain happy in every situation. Raj Yukt. That is the abhyas. That is the practice you have to do all the time. So, eat and drink with alertness. Eat and drink with mindfulness. Sleep. Okay, yes. Sleeping with alertness. Sleeping mindful, with complete mindfulness. And that alert sleep is called sleep of yoga or yoga nidra. So, you are not sleeping in an ordinary manner, but your sleep has turned into a practice of yoga. So, you are sleeping with alertness. You are sleeping with mindfulness. Another is speaking. When you speak, every word counts. The speech is, yesterday Baba said, one of the methods of doing service of the world is through speech, connections and relationships and various methods. These are the methods of doing world service. So speech is also one of the methods. Marks, just as marks are given to speech, so speech is given marks. So your speech should be alert, mindful. There is no such thing as slip of tongue. It is always somewhere it has gone in the brain, in the mind. Otherwise, there is no such thing as slip of tongue. So every thought, every word that you think should be mindful. Then, seeing. When we see something, see it with alertness. Just observe things as they are. Then, listening. Just now when you are sitting here, just listen. The only focus should be on the words. Whatever the speaker is speaking, every word. Not a single word should miss your ears. Be all ears. Complete attentiveness while listening. As if you have become all, just total focus is on that word. Every word that is coming out from the mouth of the speaker. You are not missing anything. That is listening attentively. But what we do, we are busy in writing things. Don't write anything. Don't write anything. Just listen. Listening is a meditation. Convert listening into a meditation. It's not about listening to that particular person. We are making listening a practice. Let every word get imprinted on the brain. Listen with that awareness. Listen with that mindfulness. This writing business is a great obstacle. It's good that there are points and we should not forget. But everything is available online. You can get everything later on. But this moment is lost. This moment is lost. God is speaking and people are busy in writing. God is conducting drill and people, even that drill they are writing. Why you want to write anything? Then your mind is diverted. It is split into two. One, ears are listening and you are writing. In one way, this on the outer surface, it looks a good practice, but it does harm also. Don't write anything. Just sit and listen with complete awareness. Just sit. Listening should become meditation. It's not about that person. It's about this practice. Let train the ears. When you listen, see with your eyes, listen with your ears, feel it with your heart, the content, the matter of the speech, let it enter straight into the heart, rather than indirectly entering through the notes. Let it see it is coming, entering the ears, and through ears it's entering the heart. That is attentive listening. So attentive speaking, attentive listening, sleeping, eating, seeing, walking, everything you do, do it with attention, do it with alertness. Talking, you are talking and you are totally attentive. You wake up with attention. Wake, oh, what is the time? I'm busy, I'm getting late. Why you are rushing? What you want to do? You want to do yoga. So what you are doing now? The yoga starts the moment you open your eyes. Eyes open and there is alertness. Whether you reach the place where you do yoga or not, the yoga has already started from the moment you have opened the eyes. So yoga starts the moment you open eyes. Don't rush anywhere. You are taking bath. Mindful bathing. Yeah, if you want to become Iceman, you must do that. Wim Hofman. So, mindful bathing. Every flash, every splash of water that falls on the body should awaken that alertness. So, bathing itself becomes a meditation. You're not doing any other. You're not, I will finish my bath and then I will start doing yoga. No. Yoga has already begun. Let it be there. But bathing itself should become rubbing the body, that itself become a meditation. Combing itself becomes meditation. Seeing your mirror, that itself is a meditation. So life becomes slow and yet alert. Life becomes unhurried and yet there is an awakened consciousness within. You're not rushing, you're not hurrying. You don't want to do something, go and do something else. No. Everything, there is alertness. Baba said yesterday you have to become constant server. What is constant server? You are doing service 24 by 7. You are on service not for 8 hours yogi. Just as you, link of the yoga is never to be snapped. In the similar manner, the link of the service should remain. Whether you serve the self by attention and checking, by making yourself perfect in all the four subjects, by becoming complete and perfect, by becoming embodiment of remembrance, knowledge and dharana. First type of service. Second type of service, you serve the world. You serve the world with your speech, your connections, with your relationships. You serve the yajna with your body and mind and money. And you serve the through the mind, mansa. How? By becoming lighthouse, mighthouse. For that, your intellect, your mind should be free from waste. You should be stabilized in the mantra of man, mana, bhava. And elevated thoughts, elevated vision, elevated attitude, good wishes and pure feelings. That is the way you become server through the mind. So all four types of service, just as there are four types of yoga. What are those four types of yoga in yesterday's Murli? Seed, angelic, conversation, heart-to-heart conversation, and fourth, journey. These are the four types of yoga and four types of service. That was yesterday, not very long. So four types of yoga. Keep on practicing some or other time. Either you are churning, that is also yoga. When you are angelic, angelic, you are practicing angelic form, that is also yoga. You are having heart-to-heart talk, angelic, that is also yoga. Seed stage, which is the most powerful yoga. Which is the most powerful yoga? Recently there was a blessing where Baba said the most powerful yoga is the seed stage yoga. So we are serving all the time, and for service what is needed is attention and checking. Checking not others but yourself. What is needed is lighthouse and might house. What is needed is these two things. That is what will lead to balance, and then balance will lead to blessing. So balance, blessing, attention, checking, lighthouse, might house. So be attentive. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Day 24th. Question: what is the main dharana necessary in order to be victorious? Answer: it is necessary to be alert in order to be victorious. There are some who are alert and some who are careless. Those who are constantly alert are always victorious and are never deceived. Avyakta Murli, 6th February 1989.